Now back to the morning show.
Live on KQ92.
544, 16 minutes till 6 o'clock. Here at KQRF, 71 now, partly cloudy, 88 and sunny later. Dennis is with us this morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
So, Dennis, you were you on your way home from work, or where were you?
No, actually, I'm up here visiting some of my relatives, and I just picked up my wife and my daughter and my nephew and his grandmother from the Mall of America, and we're heading out to New Brighton to visit my sister, and who had a couple kids playing a soccer game last night.
Dennis is from Houston.
From Houston, Texas.
You had a car full of people.
Yes, five people.
Okay, you're headed north on 35W. Where were you when this thing happened?
We just gotten off of 94 going north on 35W, and as I was climbing up the bridge, I saw like a cloud of dust, and I heard this loud noise, and then our car started falling, just dropping straight down, and we hit pavement. And then the bridge gave away again, and my car went almost vertical where the nose of the car was pointed down.
Right.
And we hit the pavement a second time, and then it did it one more time, and then we came to a rest on top of another car.
On top of another car.
On top of another car. Well, the rear end of my car was on top of another car.
I talked to Dennis last night. I still think, Dennis, the more I thought of your story, it's miraculous that all five of you walked away and nobody really was hurt in the car, right? Is there any aches and pains today?
Nobody's hurt. My wife was hurt her neck just a little bit, but other than that, everybody was we all walked away.
If you see the video, Dennis's car is the black car on top of another car.
Right. Okay. It's got all the doors are open. It's the last section before that's kind of intact before you go hit before the river.
So you literally came within about 2 seconds of being in the river.
Yes. We're between where that bus and that semi-trailer were on fire in the river.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were. So you would have been right in the fires and all the rest of it.
Well, we were a little bit closer to the river than the fires.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
The video is up on the website, too, by the way, on
right.
The bridge.
Excellent. What did you think happened, Dennis? I mean, when this went on, what did you think happened?
And initially, I didn't know what was going on, but then, you know, when my car was pointed down, facing the bridge, you know, and we hit the bridge, but then I thought that the bridge was collapsing.
Are you familiar with the bridge, Dennis? Have you been over it before?
Well, I am originally from Minnesota, and I actually graduated from the University of Minnesota, so I'm familiar with the area to some extent. But I have been living in Houston for 20 years.
Over 20 years now, so
20 years, yeah.
Did you sleep at all last night?
I didn't sleep at all, not at all.
I don't think anybody in the state of Minnesota got to sleep last night. I'm certain anybody in media didn't sleep.
I am certain. We had phone calls till about 1 or 2 o'clock last night.
Dennis, how are you? Dennis, by the way, had a kidney transplant a few years ago. How does your kidney feel? I mean, because you had to be rattled. Your body had to be rattled by it.
Right. I had that. We actually, you know, actually we called, got off the bridge and then walked down. I guess it's the West River Road or something, and walked around back up, and then. Some people gave us a ride back up to the close to the Red Cross triage area, and some paramedics. We had to tell our stories to the police every time we stopped. But some paramedics came up and checked us all out. And I did have a transplant 3 years ago, actually, at University of Minnesota Fairview. And I actually was up here to have some. I do an annual test, a CFR test, and. I checked out okay that day, but that was yesterday, by the way. And then we were planning on heading out today.
Now, Dennis, did your new kidneys help your bladder expel urine when you were falling?
I don't know. I think I needed to clean out my pants afterward. But
I didn't. I wasn't on the bridge.
Well, Dennis, isn't the good that there's any good to come out of this for you and your family is that it was a rental car and you did get the insurance, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Dennis, was it just quiet in the car as the car was falling?
Well, my daughter was pretty upset in the back after we stopped, but you know, we just stopped and you know, everybody asked if everybody was okay and everything, and we were all checked out, and we actually kind of sat in the car just for a few minutes because I kind of thought, well, maybe the bridge might, you know, continue to go down, where we were sitting. So we waited just a few minutes, and some of the people in cars in front of us had gotten out already, and then we decided to get out. But we were up in the air, so we actually had to, you know, we needed some help to get people out of the back seat. I could step down to the divider that goes between the two lanes, but. Mm-hmm. We had to help my daughter and nephew and his grandmother out of the back.
Dennis, have you seen the video of the bridge collapsing? Because there is video of it.
I haven't seen the bridge collapsing, no.
Well, you should go to 92KQRS.com because the bridge just, 1 second is there and it just all of a sudden falls. It looks like there's no reason at all for it to fall, but it just all of a sudden falls.
Yeah, I'm sure the whole thing only took a second or so.
Yeah, it took about a second, but, I mean, there were no explosions or anything like that. It just collapsed.
Well, like I said, I was just driving, toward the bridge, going uphill, you know, toward the top of the bridge, and all of a sudden I just saw some dust, and there was nothing in front of me except, three or four cars, and that's it.
Dennis, when you saw that, I'm assuming you did see much of the footage and the coverage, were you amazed that you and the other four in the car got away as, you know, as healthy as you did when you see what that looks like?
Yes. You know, because, you know, actually when my car was pointed down, I was afraid that we were going to flip over on the hood.
Right.
Or on the roof, and, you know, or else, and then, you know, I was kind of afraid that somebody else might be coming behind us and land on top of us.
Right.
I was really afraid that would happen.
Did you estimate you fell, what, about 60 feet, something like that?
Yeah, about 60 feet in front of us. And then I think I actually saw one car in front to the right. I was in the left lane, and to the far in front and the right actually slide over the edge.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah. But then, I mean, it was only like a hair of a second, you know? So, and I just instinctively, I hit the brakes and held on to the steering wheel. The next thing I knew, I was looking straight down to the concrete.
Oh, so your airbags, I would imagine.
They never went off.
They didn't?
No.
When you hit, but you landed on the nose of the...
Yeah, but I think the car must have been pretty close to the pavement. You know, the nose, yeah, if you see the picture of my car right now, it's sitting on the front bumper.
Right.
So, I don't know why it didn't go off.
That is unbelievable.
I think we were going probably 30 to 40 miles an hour going up the bridge.
Right.
And we just...
So. Dennis, I understand you have many interviews, including international television this morning. Are you going to be able to handle your new found fame?
Yeah, I hope so. My wife was talking to an Australian television station last night.
This is a huge story around the world. It's amazing. Yeah. Dennis, thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day. Dennis was on the bridge when it collapsed. The video is up on 92kqrs.com if you have not seen the bridge collapsing. How did this happen? Does anybody know anything yet?
You know, and well, 40 years, and they did feel that it wasn't one of the terms structurally deficient.
Right.
And but when
Heck
you first,
no.
I mean, I asked the question of state police and Amelia Huffman, who was the spokesperson.
Right.
At the time, they weren't sure. When you see how it came down, I think the first thought for a lot of people was the question: was it terrorism? And they appear to have ruled that out. But it's, I mean, the way it came down, it's hard to imagine. It just came down all at once and not in
Now, wasn't this just inspected last year and I got the clean bill of health? I didn't hear structural.
I thought it was 05.
06, I heard.
There were two inspections, 05 and 06. And the Star Tribune is reporting this morning, that's a newspaper, they're reporting this morning that last year they were warned the bridge was structurally deficient.